Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. CONAB today says that Brazilian farmers will produce a record 86.6 million tons of soybeans in the 2013-14 growing season. That is a slight increase from the 86.1 million tons forecast last month and a jump of 5.1 million tons of soybeans from the 81.5 million produced last year. CONAB's estimate for the total corn harvest in 2013-14 was cut to 75.2 million tons in its report for May from the 75.5 million tons estimated in April. This morning, USDA released its latest export sales report. For the week ending May 1st, the numbers look like this. In millions of bushels, wheat this year, 11.8, next year, 4.6. Corn this year, 6.4, next year, 4.8. Soybeans this year, 1.5, and next year, 0.5. Also this morning, private exporters reporting the USDA export sales of 140,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations during the 2014-15 marketing year. Wendy's Corporation today says that its first quarter earnings surged as a fast food chain posted gains from the sale of company-owned locations. Wendy's reported earnings were $46.1 million, or 12 cents a share, up from $2.1 million, or a penny a share, a year earlier. The latest period included a gain of $44 million related to sales of restaurants. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 16,502. It's up 34 points. The NASDAQ, 35.42, up 1.5. The S&P 500, 18.74, and it is up 0.5 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave.
I kind of think that people are racing to get as much as they can get today.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Yesterday, a beautiful day across a big part of the Midwest, warm. It was in the 80s across a big part of the Midwest, and pushing up close to 90 degrees, and, you know, we'll get a chance to do that again today across a fair amount of the region, and that will likely translate into, obviously, 2 days in a row of some very aggressive field working conditions, and you couldn't ask for a better deal than that unless you wanted it to happen a few weeks ago. The outlook here continues, though, to promote warm weather for yet another 2 days. It's not just going to be today. In fact, it'll probably stay warm on through a fair amount of the weekend. We have a cool front that will cut through the region here as we go from tomorrow into early Saturday. But the cool-off will be very temporary because there's a second storm system that will be moving through the Midwest as we move into the weekend, and it will be more significant than this first frontal system. And so there will be enough opportunity for more warm air to occur in front of this second event. So all my rambling aside, we're talking about 80-degree highs again today, except maybe in Kansas and Missouri where there will be some thunderstorms and cloud cover that will keep the temperatures back to the 70s. We'll also see some 70s in parts of Michigan and Wisconsin. As we go through the day tomorrow, rain will be common in much of the Midwest, especially east of the Mississippi River, and we'll look for highs only in the 70s. And then as we get into the weekend itself, we'll start that rebound. It'll be somewhat mildish on Saturday, with still 70s in quite a few areas, but 80s will be returning to Missouri and parts of Illinois and western Kentucky and southwestern Indiana. And by the time we get to Sunday afternoon, we'll see the 80s back across a big part of the eastern Midwest again, and that will be in front of that second storm system. So I've talked about these two storm systems. Let's talk about the rainfall that's going to be associated with each one. The first system is already working its way into the western Corn Belt here this morning, and we're going to see showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous later today and into the night tonight as we see the atmosphere become much more unstable. The amount of rain that falls with this first event, though, is going to be somewhat erratic, with a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 4 or 5 tenths of an inch occurring often. There will be a number of locations that will see some locally heavier rains, perhaps getting into the 3/4 inch plus amount. And a lot of that will all occur in the western parts of the Corn Belt here today, probably not getting into Illinois until sometime this evening. As we move through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow, we will see rain and thunderstorms common across the rest of the Midwest. Everybody east of the Mississippi River will be impacted at one time or another. Amounts will run from a tenth to around 6 tenths of an inch in general, with some local totals to 7 or 8 tenths of an inch amounts. We'll expect some brief drying to occur shortly thereafter, and we'll probably see our second round of precipitation beginning in the western Corn Belt on Saturday, and it will actually continue raining over there until Monday morning. And in the eastern Midwest, we'll see relatively quiet conditions on Saturday again, and then Sunday, Monday, and probably Tuesday, we'll see another round of rain, and we'll look for totals running anywhere from about 4 tenths of an inch to about 1.25 inches. And there could be some localized amounts in Missouri and Illinois that could get upwards to 1 inch to 2.5 inches, possibly. So a definite setback in field work, and you're right. Today is the day to do the most aggressive field work as possible. We'll have another opportunity to squeeze in a little bit of work on Saturday, but it will be a little bit wetter at that point. And you should note also that next week, although it will be drier, will be much cooler again. A lot of the Midwest will be seeing high temperatures running mostly in the 60s, and a few lower 70s south of the Ohio River, and a few upper 50s in the far north. This is Drew Lerner, World Weather Incorporated.
Thank you much, Drew.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat, 835, down 6.5. Soft May wheat, 722.5, down 7.25. July, 732.5, down 5.25. May corn, 509.75, down 0.5. July, 513, down 1. December, 508.5, down 1. May soybeans, 1465.75, up 14.75. July, 1459.75, up 13.5, now 13.25. November, 1223, up 5.75. May soybean meal, 488, up 670. May soybean oil, 4089, up 22. June live cattle, 137.87, up 37, now up 27.5. May feeders, 183.57, up 55, and May lean hogs are 114.50, and they're down 72.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
26 hours away from the WASDE report. What are we going to see tomorrow?
Oh, who knows? I think the numbers to key in on will be on corn and beans, both on what happens with these export numbers, which will affect the bottom line for ending stocks for this year. As we look at the 14 crop, that's going to be a crapshoot. I really don't expect to see USDA change either their projected yield or planted acres on this particular report. So we'll come in with large crops and large carryouts.
So old crop. Could it be that if you're looking at soybeans, the numbers on the import side into the U.S. Actually cancel out the additional exports?
I would imagine that it will. We'll see record again, a new record made on imports on soybeans, and that'll be the number that USDA will use on their slide rule.
So then we turn our attention to world numbers. They're supposed to be bigger.
They will be bigger, and I think they'll be bigger in corn and beans both, and maybe not quite so much on the wheat.
All right, so what are we left with for trading today then?
We're going to just kind of square up positions, I would think, ahead of this report. Weather forecasts haven't changed much going out. This 10-day forecast hasn't changed much. Maybe a little bit more precip the first of the week in Missouri and Illinois to stall things, but awful lot of planting has taken place over the last couple of days. It may not be a huge factor.
Does December corn have another assault at 517 in it?
December corn looks like it wants to trade higher. I would imagine that we'll take another look at that particular level. If we get through that, we'll certainly be looking at 522 to 525.
And something on the livestock side, please.
We've had a really choppy market this week in livestock. I don't anticipate that we're going to see much more than that. Hogs look a little bit more on the weak side than the cattle market. Feeders are still on fire. New contract highs this week in the feeders. Probably, again, toward the end of the week, we'll make another contract highs.
Wow. Thank you, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgReview, and she's in Morton, Illinois. December corn, 508 and 3/4, down 3/4. Novi beans, 1225 and 3/4, up 8.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.